now, it is illegal from today for roving salespeople to ignore Do Not Knock stickers. Today's changes to the Fair Trading Act mean door-to-door traders who ignore a Do Not Knock sticker risk fines of up to $30,000. Consumer New Zealand say it's a win for consumers after pushing for the changes since 2014. Its chief executive is John Duffy. Morena.
Morena.
Why is it a win?
Well, this lifts the level of protection for consumers where they're met by a door-to-door salesperson at their home. So consumers are particularly vulnerable to high-pressure sales tactics by door-to-door salespeople because, you know, those salespeople are in their homes often. And, you know, in the lead-up to this law change, we were receiving regular reports of really concerning, very predatory behaviour by door-to-door salespeople with high-pressure tactics selling really high-priced, often substandard products. And, you know, people were putting themselves into debt to buy these products because they felt pressured to buy them and struggled to say no. These protections will help resist that sort of pressure.
So people are able to get the Do Not Knock sticker. How would it work if someone did then knock on that door that had the sticker on it?
Well, effectively, what it means is that if the sticker is clearly visible and, you know, any reasonable person coming to that property would see it, a door-to-door salesperson effectively is trespassing on the property if they ignore that sticker and come and try and sell you their product. And so beyond the criminal law, which governs trespass, this is a further offence under the Fair Trading Act that the Commerce Commission can then take up a case on and look to prosecute that particular trader or the company that they represent.
Is this only for products, for goods that are, you know, available for purchase then and there that we're talking about? Or are we talking about people selling, in inverted commas, other things like religion?
I don't think it would extend to religion, although you could have put a sign up that says people offering religious products, for want of a better description, on your door, and it would have a similar effect in the general law. But this would cover things like a power company coming around and trying to get you to switch to their electricity retail provider. So that's not something that's not something tangible that you can take there and then, but it is a product that you'd sign up to for the future.
Mm. Do you have to have an official sticker or could you make your own?
You could definitely make your own. And if people pop onto consumer.org, there's a sample there that you could either download or you could create your own if you don't like the design that we've got. And similarly, we have stickers available as well if people are busy and don't have time to make their own.
Do door-to-door salespeople target specific areas? Are there particular people that might be advised to display one of these stickers?
Yes, well, certainly in the lead up to this law change, we were seeing lower socioeconomic areas targeted by door-to-door salespeople, South Auckland in particular. South Auckland also had major issues with mobile truck sellers who kind of pull trucks up to the curb, so they're not necessarily going onto your property, but also have also been the subject of considerable regulation under the Fair Trade Act as well. So yes, certain areas are targeted, and we would encourage as many people as possible to get these stickers on their property so that the law can apply.
Thank you very much for your time, John Duffy there from Consumer New Zealand.